fluency of speech because I do not have that ability. I cannot come to you with great wisdom because I have very little. But I have come to declare the testimony of God. And I've come to proclaim to you Jesus Christ and Him crucified in this house tonight. Amen. And when we preach Jesus, it opens the door to every possibility of what He is. And He is everything, all in all. The Bible said that He proclaimed Himself. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And so tonight, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you need something, it is all found in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you need healing tonight, it is in the name of Jesus. If you need deliverance from some addiction, it is in the name of Jesus. If you need deliverance from something in your mind and your emotions, it is all in the name of Jesus. If you need healing for your relationships, it is all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the one that is worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Luke 9 and 7. If you'll turn with me. So good to have all of our guests. We welcome you. We're glad that you were here. And we just have one requirement of our guests, that you make yourself at home. Allow the Word of God and the Spirit of God to touch you. And you've walked into a place that loves God and loves people. And we love all people. Amen. Luke 9 and 7. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. Matthew 16 and 13. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, and one of the prophets, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Sometimes in this last verse, we get confused because we know that the name Peter means rock, right? But Jesus is not saying that he is going to build his church on a man. He's saying that he is going to build his church on the revelation that Peter stated in the former verses. Upon this rock I will build my church. And I want you to know tonight that we are so privileged in this place. You're not privileged because I'm your pastor. You're not privileged because you have a beautiful place to go to church in. There's a lot of those places. But you are privileged because Jesus is exalted in this house. You are privileged because you understand who Jesus is. And if you don't, we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Amen. Because I thought to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is in the house. And when Jesus is here, anything is possible. And so I have this message for you tonight, simply entitled, Who is this man? Who is this man? Let's put our hands together for the Word of God tonight. Praise God. You may be seated. We live in a world today that is obsessed with Jesus. They're not obsessed with Jesus because they want to know him. They are obsessed with Jesus because they want to discredit him. They are obsessed with Jesus because they do not want to live according to his words. They want to go their own way and be their own thing. That is why the world is trying its best to humanize him. I talk about this almost every Easter. You know, you see these Time magazines and you see all these different magazines, and you invariably you will find them and they will have a picture, a supposed picture of what Jesus looks like. And, you know, one will be saying, was he really alive? One will be saying, was he married? Did he have children? Was he really who he said he was? All of this stuff. And the reason is, it's not because they want to know him, but because they want to discredit him. Because from the very beginning of time, the enemy has been trying to steal our revelation of who God is. And also from the very beginning of time, God has been trying to reveal to man who he is and what he loves and what he desires. And so there is a battle going on in our world today. But here in this house, in this place, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and that we are celebrating him every service, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, every prayer meeting, that we are here to exalt the one that is worthy to be exalted. Amen. We live in a world that is obsessed with him. The articles, the movies, the documentaries, the books, the jokes, even profanities. They try to humanize him. They try to find flaws in his teaching. They try to disprove his existence. They twist and turn his words until they are unrecognizable. They preach and teach what the scripture called another Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3 says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. We must understand that there are those that want to preach another Jesus. They make him the butt of their jokes. They use his name in vain. His name has become a profanity in our world today. They deny that he is God. But I'm here to proclaim that Jesus Christ is everything that he said he was. He meets all of the descriptions, all of the hype, all of the things that were said about him. He is that, and he is so much more. Because I can say that tonight, not because I have read it in a book, not because this Bible says it alone, but I can say it tonight because over my life I have had an experience with the one called Jesus. I have heard his voice. I have felt his spirit. I know who he is by experience tonight. Amen. And a man with experience is never at the mercy of someone with an argument. And I want you to know right now that Jesus Christ is God himself, robed in flesh. He walked among us. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And so I'm here to proclaim on this hot summer's eve in 2018. And I like it hot, but I don't like it this hot. Amen. I am glad it's not 10 degrees, though. Praise the Lord. I don't like winter either. But I'm here to proclaim on this hot summer's eve that Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament and he is the God of the New Testament. And there is nothing in between. He is all in all. The fullness of the Godhead was in him bodily. There is not anything that God is that he is not. He is the visible manifestation of the invisible God tonight. And so when we call on the name of Jesus, we are calling on his healing power. We are calling on his delivering power. We're calling on the same God that parted the Red Sea. We're calling on the same God that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. We're calling on that same one when we call on the name of Jesus. He is God. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of peace." Amen. Everyone recognize that scripture is proclaiming the birth of Jesus Christ, and he is wonderful, and he is counselor, he is the mighty God, and he is the everlasting Father and the Prince of peace. Colossians 2 and 9, "For in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." You are complete in Jesus Christ. You don't need another God. You don't need another person. You just call on the name of Jesus, and he is everything you need. Amen. Herod had destroyed John the Baptist. He had fought against this process. He had beheaded him, and now he hears this message coming over the rumor mill of the day. And he says, "Who is this guy?" He said, I've already killed John the Baptist. He said, "Who is this?" Well, some are saying that he is John the Baptist. Some are saying he's Elias. Some are saying he's one of the old-time prophets. But he desired to know who he was. The problem with Herod was not his desire, but his motivation. He did not want to know Jesus for who he was. He wanted to know Jesus so that he could take him down like he took down John the Baptist. But the question still remains, who is this man? And in our day and age, when the world is rocking from all the terrible things that are going on in our world, it's divided more than ever. People hating each other and killing each other, and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these things. I want you to know that the number one thing that we can do is to exalt the name of Jesus in this hour. The number one thing that we can do is lift him up, because the Bible says that we will not be hated for our clapping. It doesn't say we will be hated for our songs, for our worship, for our lifestyle, for our dress, for what we don't do and what we do. It will not be that, but the Bible says that we will be hated for his name's sake. Oh, I know that's not a shouting note, but listen. But that tells me that the one thing that is important in this hour is that we proclaim the name of Jesus. Because whatever the enemy hates, come on, whatever the enemy hates, that's what I want to do. Whatever the enemy hates, that's what I want to lift up. Because everything that he hates it because it defeats him. It takes him down. It steals his victory. And so I'm going to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ in this house tonight. He is the one true living God. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. John 14 and 9 says, "Jesus saith unto him," to Philip. Philip says, show us the Father. He said, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet ye hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Jesus is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? Forever. So that means when we get to heaven, the Bible says that there's one throne. And there's one that's set up on the throne. And he's like unto the Lamb of God. So what would happen if someone stumbled into the throne room in front of the one throne and said, Jesus, would you show us the Father? I'll tell you what would happen. It would be a reenactment of Philip's conversation with him. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so Jesus would look at that person that asked that question and say, hey, first of all, how'd you get in here? Second of all, have I been so long with you that you do not know me? When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Amen. The Bible says that no man has seen the Spirit, but we have seen, or someone has seen in history, and we will see, the manifestation of that Spirit. And when we get to heaven, we will touch nail-scarred hands. We will put our hand upon the side that was pierced with a sword, and we will look down at his feet as we worship him, and they will be pierced with the nails that held him to that tree. I want you to know that when we call on the name of Jesus, we are calling on him all in all. He is everything. He is the highest. He is the greatest. He is the most powerful. He is the holiest. He is everything. Oh, let me tell you who Jesus is. He is all that and more. Amen. Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created. Created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. That doesn't sound like the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to me. Hallelujah. Come on now. He is everything. Everything was created by him and for him and through him. He is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. He is everything that God is. And the world wants to deny the truth that is found in him. They want to deny the exclusivity. But my Bible says he is the way. He is not a way. He is just not another way to find peace or contentment. But he is the way. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. He is the door by where we enter. Anyone else that comes in is same as a thief and a robber, the Bible says. So we must come through him. Matthew 7:13, enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go therein at, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And so here we are. We are in the way. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that I was born into this thing. And those that weren't born into this thing, I'm glad you got here as quickly as you could get here, because I want you to know that this revelation tonight, it is revelation. Jesus said it to Peter. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, the Spirit of God has revealed this to you. And so here you are. You have the blessing of revelation. And I will also say that you have the burden of revelation. You not only have the blessing of revelation, but you have the burden of revelation. Because those that who much are given is much required. And so here we are. We stand in this way. And tonight I proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we must preach that and teach that all across our city. We must go into the highways and the byways and let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Because the world is trying to negate His deity. For over 2,000 years they have tried to silence His voice or at least discredit it. They have tried to pervert His doctrine. We see that on a daily basis. The perversion of doctrine is just so sickening to me. As they try to twist it to accept lifestyles that are ungodly and unholy. Amen. They have tried to pervert His doctrine. They have tried to burn His word off the face of the earth. They have persecuted His church. They have fought the people that stand for His name. They have killed Him, killed them in His name. They have deceived in His name. And so here we are. We are the church of Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords. And so who is this man? I tell you, the world cannot destroy Him. His truth will not be hidden. His mercy cannot be exalted. His power cannot be matched. His word cannot be destroyed. His church will never be defeated. And His love will never be duplicated. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is everything you need, and He is all that you could want, and He is more than that. He is everything, and I worship Him tonight. The reason I get so excited is because of Jesus. He redeemed me from sin, and He gave me the privilege of carrying His name. I took on His name in baptism in Jesus' name. I went down the waters and He washed away my sin. And since that day until this, I have lived. And I have not always made the right choices. But when I did, that water would wash over me when I repented again. And I am clean tonight, not because of the water, but because of the obedience to Scripture in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. When I'm alone, when I feel alone, because I'm never alone, when I feel alone, I can call on the name of Jesus. And the writer wrote it so eloquently that he is as close as the mention of His name. I know that because there's been times of uncertainty. There's been times of hurt and pain and suffering. There's been times of loss in my life, that the only thing I could do, I could not even explain how I felt. I could not articulate the thing I was going through, but I would just get into the presence of God and just say, Jesus, Jesus. Because when I say Jesus, it's not some mantra. It's not some repetition. It's not some hollow word. It's not just consonants and vowels and syllables. But oh, when I say the name of Jesus, I am calling on the Creator of everything. He is all in all. He is everywhere all the time. He has all wisdom. He has all knowledge. He has all power. And you don't have to be afraid tonight because you've got Jesus. And with Jesus, you don't need anything else. Oh, come on. Who is this man? Herod asked. I'd love to tell Herod tonight that he is the first. And he is the last. He is the beginning. And he is the end. Oh, Herod, he is the keeper of creation and the creator of all things. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He was and is and always will be. He is unmovable. He is unchangeable. He is undefeated, and he will never, ever, ever be undone. Oh, come on. They bruised him, but he brought them healing. They pierced him, but he eased their pain. They persecuted him, but he brought their freedom. They killed him, but he brought life. Hallelujah. He died, but he rose again. He brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand, and the armies can't defeat, and the schools can't explain him, and the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Amen. The history of our world, Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him. And hell will never, ever, ever, ever stop him, because he is a part of this thing. He is everything in between. He is all of it. The increase of his government, there shall be no end, because he is truth and love and life and Lord. He is goodness and kindness and gentleness and God. He is God Almighty. He is holy and righteous and mighty and powerful and pure. He's all of that. Hallelujah. He's always right. His word is always eternal. His will is unchangeable. His plan is perfection. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He's my guide. He's my peace. He's my joy and my comfort. He's my Lord and he's my friend. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. His way is good. His promises are sure. You can trust him tonight. He is the wisdom of the wise and the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the King of Kings, the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come. I'm always humored by our world today and how leaders come out and they proclaim so many things. They proclaim the things that they're going to do and the things that they can accomplish. And they feel like God has given them their free will and given them space to make these bold claims. We have men that have stood and called Jesus false and said that there was no God. And he's allowed them to live. His mercy has allowed them to survive. But oh, my Bible tells me that every atheist will be a believer one day. Every unbeliever will be a believer one day. And so I don't know about you, but in 2018 and beyond, I would rather bow my knee of my own free will and proclaim him Lord of my life. I would rather bow my knee out of love and worship and adoration than for one day that the Bible says when he shows up on the scene, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You know, as I was younger, I always had this, I had this vision of, you know, God's power showing up and he would just force people to their knees. I had that vision. I even thought, wow, that's going to be great. I can't wait. Right? It's our human nature. But you know what? I don't believe that anymore. I believe that when they see the brightness of his glory, that everything they thought was right will melt away. Every false idea, every false thing that they've exalted against the knowledge of God will just melt in the fervent heat of his glory. And when they see him, it's going to be too late for them. But when they see him, their heart is going to be compelled. Not by force, but by the revelation. I was wrong, and he is right. I was unrighteous, and he is righteous. And so every knee shall bow. And their tongues will proclaim, oh, he is Lord. I thought those people were so silly. I thought their lifestyle was so antiquated. is all in all. He is everything. And in this house, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching into the Spirit tonight and to proclaim something that the enemy hates it. He hates when we exalt the one that is worthy to be exalted. And I am shredding the purpose and plan of the enemy tonight, because Jesus is going to be exalted. I'll tell you, everything that we do, every brick that we lay up on a brick and build something, everything that we prepare, every event that we have, everything that we send out, every mailer, every Facebook post, every video that we try to distribute and draw people to this house, I proclaim tonight it is all for the glory of Jesus Christ. It is not for my glory. It's not for your glory, but it's all for Him. Because He is the only one that deserves it. Oh, He is so good to me. When I fall, He lifts me up. When I fail, He forgives me. When I'm weak, He is strong. When I'm lost, He's the way. When I'm afraid, He's my courage. When I stumble, He steadies me. When I'm broken, He mends my broken heart. When I'm blind, He leads me by the way. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I face trials, He goes through it with me. When I face persecution, He shields me. When I face loss, He provides for me. When I face death, He will carry me home. He is my all and all. Oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. All my hope is in Him. My heart is built on Him. My life is built on Him. My marriage is established on the rock, Christ Jesus. My family is built on the revelation that everything that we do it all in the name of Jesus. Every decision that we make it in the name of Jesus. Every choice for our lifestyle that we make it with the understanding that we are serving the one, not the three, not the more, but the one that deserves it all. He is the only God. There is none beside Him. There is none after Him. There is no Savior but Him. Yes, in Jesus' name, let's stand. Let's stand. God is in this place. Why? Because anytime we proclaim His name, I'll tell you, the times that I have felt Him the most powerful, and tonight is one of those nights, it's when we proclaim His oneness and when we proclaim holiness. Why? Because we're going to the very core of who He is. He asked the disciples, He said, "Whom do men say that I am?" He wanted to know what was being said, what they had heard. Now, He knew everything, but He wanted to know what they had heard. They said, "Well, you're John the Baptist, you're Elias, you're a prophet. Maybe even Jeremiah come back." And then He got to the core. He said, "Oh, that's great. I'm not really worried what they're saying about me, but who do you think I am?" And I love Simon Peter because he was bold. He made a lot of mistakes. But I don't know about you, but that encourages me because I make a lot of mistakes. He talked a lot of times without thinking too much. But you know what? He tended to hit the nail on the head. He spoke up first. He said, "Thou art the Christ. You're the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Hey, you got it. You got it. You got it. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but the Spirit, my Father, revealed that to you." And so tonight, July 22nd, 2018, I proclaim to you that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He is the only way to be saved. And let me end with this. And this is a different part of doctrine, but it is a necessity. And it is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, or if you're not sure how you were baptized, you must be baptized in the name of Jesus. Not the titles. Come on now. We're in the book, not the titles. Oh, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature and baptizing them in the name, singular, of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They knew who that was. Now, they heard him say that, but then they went to the day of Pentecost and they said, Peter stood up and with the 11, they heard him. They said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so if you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, then I'm thankful for the commitment that you have made, but you need to be baptized again. Amen. Come on. And let me prove it to you real quick. Paul came across some disciples, and he said, hey, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They were disciples of John. They said, oh, we don't even know there is a Holy Ghost. I said, okay, well, how then were you baptized? Well, we were baptized under John's baptism. You know, John went around baptizing people unto repentance. He was helping them make a commitment that the Messiah was coming. He was proclaiming it. And so Paul commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so it doesn't matter. You can be sincere and you can be sincerely wrong. If you've been baptized any other way but in the name of Jesus, it is scriptural for you to be rebaptized the proper way. And so he took them, he baptized them in Jesus' name. They had already been baptized. But it doesn't matter if you get wet or not. It matters how you get baptized. And so it's all in the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. Oh, yes. What a powerful name it is. What a wonderful name. When somebody talks about my Jesus, there is something that is struck in my heart because I know him. I know him. It matters. It matters. Who do men say that I am? Herod said, who is this man? Who is this? Amen. Praise God, he is the Son of the living God. He is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. He is everything. All of creation was created by him, for him, and through him. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you. Could we come and pray tonight? I feel like somebody needs the Holy Ghost tonight. You've never had the joy of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can receive it in this place tonight. What better atmosphere than when we have proclaimed Jesus? If you need healing tonight, if you need strength tonight, if you need revelation tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We magnify you, God. We give you the glory. Oh, we proclaim you, Lord. We proclaim you, Lord. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none like you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, you are holy. You are the highest. You are the greatest. You are the mighty one. You are my salvation. You are my healer. You are everything. You're everything. You're all in all. You're all in all. You're everything to me. Hallelujah. Oh, let's magnify the Lord right now. Oh, let's lift up the name of Jesus. He is all that.